On September 26th, PR Week hosted a cause marketing roundtable at its offices in New York. In the following clip, Mike Swenson, president of Barclay PR and chief marketing officer for Barclay, Chris Mann, associate manager of integrated marketing for New Balance, Liz Cahill, VP of marketing for Lee Jeans, Cynthia Walsh, executive director of marketing for Self Magazine, and Randall Chinchilla, external relations manager for hair care at Procter & Gamble and the manager for the Pantene Beautiful Links program, share their views on the different reasons why companies get involved in cause marketing.
I think the common thread that I hear everybody talk about is, and so this gets back to your question about new companies get involved, is will companies have a discipline to stay with and not treat it as a product launch, not treat it as something else, but rather be at a discipline to really stay with it. And I mean, people in this room know, understand that it's us looking outside of this room to the other 80% that don't get it, that we all have to beat our heads against the wall to convince that it's the right thing to do. But it is, you know, it's got to be more than a year. You got to look at it as, we're not going to put a timetable on this. And that's one of the tricks and one of the secrets. But if you can get a company to do that, as well as then the not-for-profit part, and, you know, they need to understand that there's some stability there, because they're basing, I'm sure societal for this, they're basing everything they do on, you know, that, you know, revenue coming in, and they need to know that the partnership is going to be there for a long period of time, or else they have trouble. But so discipline just is so important. Saying we're going to go and we're going to dive in, and the stories around the table are everybody's done that, and now how do we show others how to do that?
And it really is no difference than basics of kind of marketing and advertising your brand.
I mean, exactly.
It's frequency. Exactly. It's how many times can somebody see the same thing? So it's not different. So it's somewhat interesting that I think you do have companies kind of go from cause to cause. And I don't think it's, you know, not from understanding that principle per se. I think it's a desire to do as much as possible. So some companies may say, well, we want to pick and choose, which is a good thing, certainly benefiting as many causes as you can. But I do think that when you can make that lasting investment, you see that benefit 5-10-fold for your company, and then your cost partner does, because then it becomes more of a relationship instead of a transactional thing. A one-year program where you slap a logo on something and sell it doesn't really have an impact. But when you're able to sit down with partners like we have for 10 or 20 years, we can have some pretty serious discussions and pretty in-depth discussions about what we want, what they want, and how we make that kind of work together to create some shared value, which you can't have if you're always spending a short
time. And to your point, if just a 1 year putting your logo on something, that's not going to, your consumer's going to see straight through.
Absolutely.
They're going to know it's not authentic, that there's not the genuine commitment, and that there's the false, you know, false sponsorship of something. And that's something that Lee has been, you know, we said, you know, if we're going to do this, you know, we're doing it. And we're going to make sure that we're there. We get our hands slapped a lot because we like to use the word cure, but I've been told not allowed to. Doctors don't like that word. So, but, you know, we're here for the long haul. We want to make sure that, you know, and the first 10 years was all about awareness, you know. Today, you know, it's a sea of pink out there. We know people are aware of breast cancer, so kind of check, we've done that. Now what do we need to do? What are, working with our partners, you know, and trying to say, okay, everyone's aware. They know to get the breast exams. They know to, you know, to go get the mammograms. What can we do next? What's going to help you all to get to the next level of potentially maybe a cure someday? And, you know, working with our partners, they've now been able to tell us, we need to get research. We need to, you know, the funding for research to be able to come up with, you know, we're working with several different hospitals, you know, and by doing what we call translational work, they're telling us that there, you know, there may be an opportunity to have a blood test, you know, that women can then go have and identify breast cancer earlier. That's a real possibility. And it's a possibility now that they're saying, if we can get the funding to continue, we could accelerate this and have this, you know, within the next 5 years, which would be phenomenal, you know, for women. So that, you know, it's ever-changing landscape. And without that commitment to be there for the long haul and to work with your partner to understand it. And, oh, by the way, now our consumers know, we're not just putting our logo on something because it makes us feel good. We really want to help you, and we want to make sure that we're, you know, our brand shows our values care about your values. So it's, you know, there are a lot of times we see new people maybe coming in and into our organization and just, you know, let's make a product and sell it with a logo on it. And, you know, it's more than that. It's a different level of commitment that you have to have with this cause program. And yes, there's ROI benefits that come from it, and we all are here in business, and we need to, you know, run our businesses very fiscally responsible. But there's that intangible, that loyalty to your brand, that you know that your consumers not only like your product, but love your brand. And that's what cosmetic marketing, I think, can really add, you know, from a brand perspective.
What I will say, though, is after meeting with 90 different companies across the country, is one of the top problems that they have is maintaining that commitment, because a new marketing director comes in and a new pet cause changes. So to their side of it, I can certainly understand the frustration. From a sales standpoint, it started very organically, because, you know, we created the Pink Ribbon in 1992 in honor of our first editor who died of breast cancer. And, you know, so Self is known as a magazine with conscience, so it's part of our DNA, and it just makes sense. So it's not something that is a concerted effort. It's something that our readers do care about. It makes sense, you know, to the breast cancer handbook. We do now the women's cancer handbook. So it's not like it's a separate entity. And I think some of the best cause marketing efforts are where you can't tell where the cause marketing ends and the traditional marketing begins. So it really is kind of all one and the same, right?
Yeah, and I will comment that's a pretty important point, because it all boils down to what the objectives are and the genesis of any project. And I think sometimes there's an overlap between philanthropy and cost-driven marketing, and that's the first distinction that needs to be made, right? What is the reason that you're engaging on some sort of corporate social responsibility? And basically kind of the point that I was making with having our Live, Learn, and Thrive corporate cause being linked to our purpose as a company, that's who we are. So for us to challenge down the line that because the market's going down, we're going to stop helping children around the world, we're not going to stop doing that, because it's intrinsic to who we are and as our identity as a company. I think the same principle sort of applies to the brand level. But on the brand level, you have to be a little bit more cautious, because evidently, I think cost-driven marketing is about a win-win-win proposition, right? Where you're growing your brand in a sustainable way, but the consumer is doing something that makes them feel good. You're growing your business, and through those synergies, you are helping on a specific element or cause that is relevant to you. And whether you should approach that on a long term or not, I think, you know, it's a different story. But I'll say that one of the things that some of the things is more important is to make that distinction from the beginning, and eventually your cost-driven marketing efforts should also have that connection to your identity as a brand. Because it's easy to go back to the marketing director and say, well, we're all about women transformation in our case, beauty transformation and really not our best beautiful potential, then the engaging in Hunting Beautiful Lives and giving women 3 weeks during 3 weeks to women who have lost their hair as a result of lung cancer treatment becomes part of who we are as a brand. So it's difficult to challenge. I know